जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जनावल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोधानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोधानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्र सत श्री श्रीमति डिवाइन ग्रेस शिल भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्र सत श्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की मथुरा धाम की नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा मई की यमुना मई की तुलसी देवी की भक्ति देवी की समवेद भक्त वृंद की गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 7 श्लोक नंबर 44। सर्हस्यो धनुर्वेदः सविसर्गोपसंयमः अस्त्रग्रामश्च भवता शिक्षितो यदनुग्रहात् सर्हस्यो धनुर्वेदः सविसर्गोपसंयमः अस्त्रग्रामश्च भवता शिक्षितो यदनुग्रहात् सर्हस्यो धनुर्वेदः सविसर्गोपसंयमः अस्त्रग्रामस्य भवता शिक्षितो यदनुग्रहात्। दीजिए। शकाय ब्रह्म माता जी वर्ड बाय वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन सरहस्य कॉन्फिडेंशियल धनुर्वेद नॉलेज इन द आर्ट ऑफ मैनिपुलेटिंग बोज एंड एरोज सविसर्ग रिलीजिंग उपसंयम यह कंट्रोलिंग अस्त्र वेपन्स ग्राम ऑल काइंड्स ऑफ च एंड्स भवता बाय योर सेल्फ शिक्षितः लर्नेड यत बाय हूज अनुग्रहात मर्सी ऑफ ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील एसी तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन इट वॉज बाय द्रोणाचार्यज मर्सी दैट यू लर्नड द मिलिट्री आर्ट ऑफ थ्रोइंग एरोज and confidential art of controlling weapons. Purport. Dhanurveda or military science was taught by Dronacharya with all its confidential secrets of throwing and controlling by Vedic hymns. Gross military science is dependent on material weapons, but finer than that is the art of throwing the arrows saturated with Vedic hymns, which act more effectively than gross material weapons like machine guns, atomic bombs. Control by Vedic mantras or transcendental science of sound. The control is by the Vedic mantras or the transcendental science of sound. It is said in the Ramayana that Maharaj Dashrath, the father of Lord Ram, used to control arrows by sound only. He could pierce his target with his arrow by only hearing the sound without seeing the object. So this is a finer military science than that of the gross material military weapons used nowadays. Arjuna was taught all this, and therefore Draupadi wished that Arjuna feel obliged to Acharya Drona for all these benefits. And in absence of Dronacharya, his son was his representative. And that was the opinion of the good lady Draupadi. It may be argued why Dronacharya, a rigid Brahmana, should be a teacher in military science. But the reply is that Brahmana should become a teacher regardless of what his department of knowledge is. A learned Brahmana should become a teacher, priest and a recipient of charity. A bona fide Brahmana is authorized to accept such professions. Om Ajnanti Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोवृष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामैहं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगणनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो वी वेलकम एवरीवन फॉर दिस टुडे श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास We are reading from the first canto, 7th chapter, shloka number 44. The word Bhagavat Katha, actually if you see this word Katha, Katha is exactly opposite of the word Thak. Thak jana hum log, we use in Hindi, Main thak gaya hoon. Opposite of thak is katha. What Krishna says, katha yantasya mamit. Whenever we are tired, even in Gujarati the word is thak. An exact thak, opposite of thak is katha. Marathi also we use the word thak, thaklo. Bengali also there is a word thak. I am waiting for the mercy. And so the opposite of thaka is katha. Of course, many times it's exactly opposite. By the time it's Bhagavatam starts, we are at the end point of our morning program. So, but if we hear with enthusiasm, the katha removes all the thaka or the thakwa or the moroseness. Before we even start discussing the translation and purport, I just wanted to speak something about Drona's life. And I was googling this. Firstly, I said Drona and the drone, which people use for remote control shooting, that came. Nowhere in the picture Dronacharya was there. So I think so we should distribute as many drones of Prasad and make people understand that drone means this. Otherwise, after a few days, people will forget what is meaning of drone. They will only know Drona. Drona means we are speaking about something which is flying in the sky. Some lessons I had just jotted down that we can learn, and many things which Dronacharya has taught us. Of course, he is a very exalted soul. We may sometimes criticize him, his character, and he taking side of adharma. But still, many lessons to learn from his life. One of the shlokas in the Bhagavad Gita where Lord Krishna says that one should do your duty, even if you are not able to do it properly, but you should do it. Then to do other person's duty properly. And Dronacharya is a classical example of this. He was a Brahmana. So what Krishna talks in Bhagavad Gita, that a Brahmana is detached, he is satisfied. Somehow he was not satisfied with his condition and always had some desire, you know, that I should not be poor. Maybe that's what I should put in as. I should not say that he wanted to be rich, never. But he was not satisfied with the condition in which he was put in. So he made friendship with Drupada, and then when he had no money, he went to ask for money. Now here I want to, you know, make a comparison between two Brahmanas. One is Drona, another is Sudama. Both of them had rich friends. Sudama was actually what we, you know, talk about a Brahmana, what Krishna talks about, what Srila Prabhupada talks about a Brahmana. Sudama is a classical example. He went to Krishna when his wife pushed him, and even after going there, he didn't ask anything. And Dronacharya, he went with the purpose of asking, you know, for some favor, just because he knew that his friend was rich. Even when he came to know that Parshuram was now retiring and distributing all his wealth, Drona came to know about this, distributing wealth, so he went there. Normally a Brahmana, you know, should not be running after money. Whatever comes to him by God's will is okay. So he went there to the spot where Parshuram, by the time he went there, Parshuram had distributed everything. So Parshuram said, now I don't have anything to give you. Only thing I have is my astras, my mantras, my knowledge. He said, okay, give me that. With that I can, you know, earn something. And that's how he got the celestial weapons. Now, he got those weapons. He became an expert with that knowledge. He became teacher of the Kurus. And with that he was trying to take revenge of against Drupada. So he kind of messed up at many places on the Kurukshetra war. He was on the side of Adharma and he was using celestial weapons. See, celestial weapons are to be used for protection of Dharma. So all this could have been avoided if he would have just remained satisfied. Satisfied in the condition which Lord Krishna, the Supreme Lord, had put him. But because of that dissatisfaction and failure of abiding by the shloka, that it's better to do your duty the way you can do it than to do others' duty properly. So that was the first lesson. The second lesson is of the story that day Vrishabhanu Prabhu last week told about how that ball fell down and Drona came. So I was always thinking of that story, that, you know, a ball falling into a well. We are like that ball fallen in the well. Now what is the chance of that ball coming out by itself? And then comes, you know, Lord Krishna, and he throws the first grass which comes in contact with us, that is our Guru. And you know how the way he removed that ball was, he put the next grass which connected to the previous, then to the previous. So it is a very nice example of the entire Guru Shishya Parampara. Just for removal of one ball, the entire, that there was a series of grasses. It's like an entire Guru Shishya Parampara coming in to deliver a soul like us. So we should be, you know, kind of obliged not only to the first grass, definitely, one who is the first grass which is attached to is our Guru, the contact person. And also thankful to everyone right up to the point of Krishna, who is going to pull us out of this deep dark well. The third lesson we get from Dronacharya was that classical story which we have been hearing from our childhood about the tree and the bird sitting on it. Now, and there were very different kind of answers given by everyone. What do you see? When Yudhishthir was asked, he said, I can see Akash, I can see Bhumi, I can see water also. Beyond the tree was a lake. He said, I can see the lake also. So he said, okay. Bhima, he saw, he said, there are fruits above, fruits below. Some fruits are matured, kuch kacche hai, kuch pakke hai, some are very, look like, looking very tasty. सम सेड क्या दिख रहा है, सो सम सेंटिमेंटली सेड गुरुदेव आपके चरण दिख रहे खाली, ये सेड बिल्कुल मत मारो तुम पहले बार। सो डोंट बिकम सेंटिमेंटल, यू नो ही गुरु इज टेलिंग यू समथिंग एंड यू आर ओनली सेइंग आपके चरण दिख रहे हैं, आपके चरण की सेवा करना। एंड देन कम्स अर्जुन एंड ही आस्क्स हिम व्हाट डू यू से, ही सेज आई सी द बर्ड। Then first time somebody, you know, others were saying, I see branches, I see bird. I said, first time somebody said, I only see the bird. Then, you know, Drona tells him closely, he said, I only see the head of the bird. So go close, I only see the eye. For a sadhaka, this bird is 16 rounds. So when we sit for the chanting, what do you see? I see my 16 rounds. Go more closely. What do you see? I see each round. You know, three steps Arjuna saw it. He said, firstly, I see the bird. He said, see more closely. He said, I see the head. More closely, I see the eye. So more closely, I see each round. More closely, I see the each Mahamantra. That concentration we should put in for chanting. Moment we say that I see the bird and I see the branches, matlab I see the my chanting and I am also seeing my daily schedule. I see the bird and I see other branches also, means I am seeing my schedule and other person's daily schedules also, whom I am managing. And I am seeing other trees also, means I am planning for sense gratification. You know, I am seeing everything. So our chanting should be that this story should be in our mind, that my chanting means the bird's eye. Bird's eye is the each Mahamantra we chant. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So with the concentration with which Arjun was, you know, concentrating on that bird's eye, with that concentration on each Mahamantra. Of course, the fourth lesson which I derived from this, once Ashwatthama, somewhere Dronacharya had little liking for his own son, so he used to teach him extra lessons. And every morning, there was everybody's job to go to the lake and fill water and come. So the vessels given to all the Kauravas and Pandavas, they had a very small neck. So it used to take lot of time to fill water in it. And Ashwatthama had got a vessel which has a wide neck, so he used to come back fast. And that was the only time Drona used to get time to spend with Ashwatthama, so he used to give extra lessons. So Arjun, he realized this. He is learning something extra. So Arjun used to use all these astras taught to him, Varuna Astra and all, and fill it and come running. There are different versions. Some said the pots had holes, so Arjun sealed it with arrows. What point I am making here is Arjun could have cried of favoritism. He could have cried of injustice. He said, this is favoritism. All of us, even coming to devotional service, one thing we get agitated with is whenever we see favoritism. So we get turned off. He said, "Arey, yahan pe favoritism hai. They are favored, I am not favored." Arjuna didn't give up. He said, okay, he is giving extra lessons. Let me reach there in time and learn. He never went to Drona and said, you are teaching him extra lessons. Maine kya paap kiya? No. He said, I will work hard and I will make it up to there, that point. So many times devotees get dejected that I am not favored, I didn't receive. And that when we get into habit of day-to-day place where we are living and we start saying that he is favored, I am not favored. Then, one day we go to Krishna also and complain that Krishna, you are favoring him and you are not favoring him. So this story, teaches us that we should not be complaining about favoritism. We should rather work hard and strive for the mercy which Arjuna got. That when Arjuna was coming in time, he was getting. The next story is, all of us know that once when Drona was taking his bath, a crocodile attacked him. And you know, he started asking for help. And most of the Kauravas, they got so scared, some of them ran away also. They thought that after finishing him, the crocodile will come to us. So, some of them were just sentimental. He said, oh. But Arjun, you know, he hit one arrow on the upper jaw, on the lower jaw, one arrow in between. Like this, between the upper and lower jaw of the crocodile. And Drona could take out the leg. The lesson we learn from this is that your guru may sometimes give you a feeling that he needs you. Drona had got his celestial weapons from Parshuram. He could have finished the crocodile then and there. But he was giving chance. He was giving chance to his disciples to serve him. So never think that, you know, my guru is asking something from us. That means, you know, I am at a very big position. No, your guru has taken this position as if a crocodile has bit him and he is needing help because he wants to engage you. Okay? So this is as an opportunity to serve. And another thing, Arjun, after this incident, not a single time he thought that my guru was in danger and I saved him. He knew that my guru tested me. Okay, and that is what we should take the lesson, that when our guru is requesting us to preach, whenever our guru is request, it's not that he cannot do it. He can all do it, do everything what we are doing. He's just giving us an opportunity to engage in the service. Going to the next is the Drona Drupada cycle of vengeance. If you see that firstly Drona goes to Drupada and you know he asks him for wealth. Drupada insults him. He said dosti to barabar walon ke saath hoti hai. So he feels insulted. Then he Dronacharya arranges as Guru Dakshina. He gets him arrested, insults him, takes away half of his kingdom, gives it to Ashwatthama. Then you know, Drupada, you know, he does a yajna and produces Dhrushtadyumna just to kill Dronacharya. So this cycle, you know, one person insulting, then other person insulting, then again you are doing. So one has to learn to end this cycle of vengeance. And that is possible only by forgiveness. So whenever we realize that I am getting into this cycle, you know, we should just leave that place or just stop it. Otherwise, there is no end. You know, simple road rage nowadays, where a bike hits a car, there are incidents where people could have just stopped the fight then and there. At the end, people have ended killing each other. Killing each other. You know, taking out a gun and shooting the person who hit your car. And then spending rest of the life in the jail. You know, see, what is the price? So sometimes you have to just let go of things. It's not that we are, you know, subjecting ourselves to injustice. But we don't want to get into the cycle of vengeance. We know the goal of human life is to go back to Godhead, not to, you know, protect my car. I want to protect my soul first. Then the way Drupada was captured, you know, Dronacharya asked for Guru Dakshina, he told both the Kauravas and Pandavas. Kauravas went first. And, you know, all 100 of them going together, they couldn't capture, because each of them was, you know, trying his best to capture. If I can capture Drupada and get it to Drona, maybe I'll get the mercy. You know, there was no unity, no united spirit amongst the 100 Kauravas. And there are very nice descriptions in the Mahabharata. Actually, for them, each soldier of Drupada's army appeared as strong as Drupada. So they got so confused. And they were defeated and they came back. This is a lesson for us to learn. You know, one of the philosophers, he was talking about, in general, the Hindu religion. And he said, the problem is crores of people they come for Kumbh Mela, but all crore are not united. Everybody has a special relation with the Lord, and everybody is competing to take the first darshan. In this Kartik, I had visited Dwarka and some other temples. And there in one of the temples, there were two ladies who were fighting with each other and giving each other bad words. Just because, you know, there was an issue whether I am first in the line or you are first in the line. So I say this is like a Kaurava behavior. You know, we are so, you know, we all are children of God. Opposite to this was the behavior of the Pandavas. When they went, five of them could capture Draupadi. And they, you know, made a plan that Bhima will, you know, move in the first place, you know, remove all the obstacles. Whoever is coming, he will hit him first. Nakul, Sahadev by the side, Arjun in the middle, Yudhishthir behind. With a plan, unitedly five people working, they could capture. So this is the cooperative approach when we take how we are benefited. So whenever we are, you know, struggling in line to take darshan, now we had all this Kartik month, Damodar Ashtakam, you know, so much this thing to show our diya. So we should always get into this, that don't get into competitive attitude with other devotees. No, what Radhanath Maharaj says, that more devotees, more seva for the yatra. And normally we have always approached that I should go to the dham off season, where there are very few people, where there are nobody in the temples, only I am there, the Lord is there, and I am chanting. So this is not a good approach. When we have a service attitude, we don't see that crowd as crowd. We see that as opportunity to serve so many people. When we don't have service attitude, we see all that as a nuisance crowd who is coming between me and Krishna. So that happens when the service attitude is not there. And this is a classical example. 100 people going together could not capture, and five of them go and they could capture because they were working unitedly. Then next lesson from Guru Drona is in relation to Ekalavya. Ekalavya, the most misunderstood character for the whole world, rather the whole world is compassionate towards Ekalavya because his thumb was taken. Actually, you cannot gatecrash into a guru. Once he has refused, and the reason he was refused because he wanted to become the best archer, not for the protection of dharma, but for his own pride. And that was the reason he was denied. And Guru Drona, you know, these were so elevated souls, they could read that person, that he is not here for protection of dharma. So suppose I am, you know, I am owner of a shop of guns, and somebody comes to me and asks for a gun, and I ask him, why do you want? And he said, just like that, you know, I should have the best gun, I can shoot anyone. So I'll never give him a gun. As simple as that. He's asking for a machine gun. Why should I give? Because he's going to do damage in the city. And if I'm in a gun shop and a person comes to me and says, I want a gun because I want to protect the country, I'll happily give him. That's what Guru Drona's approach was. He said, he's asking me for knowledge. That time this knowledge means weapons, like a gun. For what? Not for protection of dharma. Why should I give him? So then what he does is he makes a murti. And there are some references where he was, it's not that murti was, he was, you know, kind of observing from the distance what they are learning, then coming, sitting before the murti and practicing. That means he was stealing knowledge. And then when the Kaurava and Pandava saw him, they go running to Guru Drona and saying that he is a good archer. So actually he has learned it by hiding from Guru Drona only. So Guru Drona here and ask him, who is your guru? So he says, you, see, I have made a murti. And then a dog comes barking over there. He immediately hits arrows in that dog's mouth And this dog's mouth becomes full of arrow because he was disturbing his conversation with his guru. So that is not, you know, the purpose for which Drona was giving knowledge, that you put arrows in the mouth of an innocent animal, a dog. Just because he's barking, you put arrows in his mouth. So that was showing, and actually that dog came there. And you know, those in our childhood, we have seen this picture where a dog is there with full of arrows in the mouth. So he was so cruel. So Dronacharya realized that if he is so cruel to animals, what will he do to humans? It's logical. And he said, who is your guru? He said, you, and see this idol. For time to come, Dronacharya made a thing that you cannot take diksha from an idol like this. Idol of guru. This is not logical. So he said, give me your thumb as Guru Dakshina. Matter is over. He lost his grip. What did he do after that? He joined Rukmi. He joined Jarasandh. He joined Shishupal. And actually Krishna killed him. Actually he was not a Nishad Rajput. He was son, one of Krishna's cousins only. And he was adopted by a Nishad king. But Krishna killed him personally. Now how can Krishna kill a person who is a Guru Bhakta? That can never happen. If somebody is faithful to the Guru, why will Krishna kill such a person? Krishna has killed? Shishupal. Who are offenders? Krishna only kills the offender. Throughout Krishna's pastimes, he has never killed an innocent person. So very fact that Krishna only killed him shows that he was not a Guru Bhakta also. And we have all these people who are bhaktas of Eklavya. Eklavya tutorials, Eklavya this, Eklavya that, you can do on your own. We can never do anything on our own. We need a living guru who comes, who instructs us, who pulls our shikha, who takes our ear close by and gives us instructions also. A living guru is necessary, and that's what, of course, when a living guru passes away, that's a different story. But to start with, Eklavya started with idol of a guru, which was not accepted. Moving to Ashwatthama, who was the son of Dronacharya. There was only one good passage I could find about Ashwatthama. And that was during the Virat Yuddha. Ashwatthama spoke some very nice things. You know, they stole away the cows of the Virat king. And then as they were going, Karna started boasting about himself. And then Ashwatthama made him stop. Ashwatthama said, see, we have not yet won the war. The war has not yet begun. We have stolen the cows and we have not even crossed the Virat border. We are still in their kingdom only. Don't boast nice too much. And there he speaks three lines which I really liked. He says, sun does all the work without boasting. He purifies everyone without boasting. You know, so nice. The sun is purifying the stool also. A dirty thing like stool. And doesn't boast about it. You know, not suddenly there is not a flashing in the sky. Oh, I just purified this gutter. No. And we bring somebody to Krishna consciousness and we boast so much. I brought him. You know, now you are seeing him as a pure soul. I have purified him. We are not yet purified ourselves, but we, you know, claim. Fire burns everything without boasting. Fire burns. No sound. And the last example which Ashwatthama gives is earth gives to everyone without boasting. All grains, all fruits, all water, everything is provided to us by earth. But not a single time has the earth ever told you when you are sleeping on the earth, why this amai deru kat. No, never. No boasting. So very nice things. And he said to Karna, why are you boasting when these sun and earth are not boasting about themselves? And you are not even won the war. You are not even shot one arrow. And why are you boasting so much? And the last thing about Arjun. Arjun with Drona is a classical example of a best disciple. The word ashram, we say brahmacharya ashram, grahastha ashram. In the word ashram, there is a word called shrama. That shrama stands for parishram, actually. One is supposed to do parishram. And always stands for completeness. Ah, Brahma, Bhuvana, Loka. We always use the word ah. So to achieve the completeness of the parishrama is an ashram. So in what we are supposed to do in an ashram is parishram. What parishram we have to do? We have to do the parishram on our chanting, on our sadhana, on our consciousness, on our reading, on things we are not doing, which we are actually supposed to do but we are not doing. We have to do some extra parishram. That was the difference between Arjun and other disciples. Moment he realized that, okay, in the night also I can shoot the arrows, whole night he was practicing. So one who does parishram becomes the best disciple. Parishram on his chanting and every aspect of devotional service. The translation says that it was by Dronacharya's mercy that you learned the military art of throwing arrows and confidential art of controlling weapons. So therefore, one should be always obliged to our every guru and every teacher, whoever has taught us, we should be obliged to. We had some nice examples in the recent past, I'm talking, last few hundred years. Shivaji Maharaj had these two gurus. One was Ramdas, Samarth Ramdas, another was Tukaram Maharaj. So Samarth Ramdas, Shivaji Maharaj was very favorite. So, you know, all his disciples used to ask him, why, you know, he is so favorite. Some things about Shivaji Maharaj I should tell you before I go ahead in this story. Because that story says that Samarth Ramdas one day mimicked that he had a stomachache and he was, you know, rolling on the floor. Again, something like Dronacharya caught by a crocodile. And then his disciples asked him that, what is the medicine for this? He said, the milk of the tigress. And all disciples, you know, because to get milk of a tigress means you have to go near a tigress who has given birth to cubs. And in our childhood, we never came across a tigress, but that tigress, mawshi, cat. Cat, whenever she gives her small kittens, to go close to the kitten, you know how the cat behaves. She feels as if, you know, we are taking away the kitten. Now imagine how a tiger will behave. So, Shivaji Maharaj came to know about this illness and he goes there and then Samartha proves that how he is the best disciple. And in the dead of the night, he takes a pot with him and he goes into the jungle and ultimately finds a tigress and prays before her that you can kill me if you want, but just give me the milk and let my guru be healed. Now somebody may feel that, oh, talking to a tiger and all, what are you saying? All this have happened in the past and he was not a person. There were few, not a normal person like you and me. There were few people who were empowered. I was going through his entire history and you see that he always had God behind him. Where Afzal Khan came with lakhs of soldiers, he goes alone there and kills Afzal Khan and comes out. Shahiste Khan was staying in Pune with around 5 to 10 lakh soldiers and he with 50 people goes inside the Lal Mahal and cuts his fingers. Siddhi Jawahar comes with lakhs of soldiers and with 600 soldiers Shivaji Maharaj escapes from him. To the degree he goes to Agra where Aurangzeb catches him and puts him in prison and lakhs of soldiers around. He had only 60 people. Out of the 60, he sent them back. 6 were remaining. Of the 6, he sends other 4 also back. And he still manages to run away from there. This is not by chance. This happens to somebody who is really empowered by the Lord. So we can understand he may have gone to the tigress and he got the milk. Always people ask us whether he was a vegetarian or not. In our Maharashtra, there is this great controversy. All the Marathas, they feel that, you know, we have a right to eat non-veg. I remember in my childhood that mutton shop in our hometown, Satara, its name was Jai Bhavani Mutton Shop. And behind that Jai Bhavani Mutton Shop, behind that butcher was Shivaji Maharaj's photo. you know, kind of people, giving a people feeling that you eat meat from my shop and you will become like Shivaji Maharaj. Now, next time I go to him, I am going to tell him this story, that this was noted in the diaries of the Britishers who attended the coronation ceremony of Shivaji Maharaj. And they said that we were so addicted to non-veg food that we couldn't live. Those who are addicted to non-veg food, they cannot serve. They are like pure veg, they are pure non-veg. They cannot eat vegetarian food. So they went to Shivaji Maharaj, you know, they said that we are staying, come for coronation ceremony, this is going on for 5-6 days. Shivaji Maharaj had a rule that no non-veg to be cooked in his capital, Raigad. That means he never ate. So he said, no way. You are my guest, everything I understand. But on this, my place, no non-veg will be cooked for you. If you want, you can go down every day at the base camp. There are some people who eat non-veg. You can go there to their homes and eat. So every day those Britishers used to climb down the Raigad. There was no ropeway that time. They used to climb down just for eating non-veg and then come up. They were so addicted. But the point to be noted is Shivaji Maharaj didn't allow non-veg to be cooked on his fort. And all his nowadays descendants, followers, they claim that he used to eat non-veg and so that's why we eat non-veg. There are many other such stories about disciples. I'll just tell few of them. And some of these stories, you know, come from the Sikh gurus. And I'll tell two of these stories. One is the story of Guru Nanak. Now, Guru Nanak had his son. His name was Shri Chand. And once Guru Nanak was doing something and Shri Chand was, you know, he had just completed his bath and he was going to the temple. So, Guru Nanak asked him that, would you clean the place where cows are kept? So he said, no, I have just taken bath. Now once I go there and, my clothes will become dirty, I am going to the temple. So he left. And he had a disciple called Lehna. So he told him that, Lehna, can you clean? So he immediately went cleaned. Next day, when Guru Nanak in a convocation ceremony, he changed this Lehna's name to Angad Dev. If you see the successors of Guru Maharaj, Guru Nanak, you will find this name, Angad Dev. And Guru Gobind Singh made such a nice statement. Yesterday actually I got a phone call from our Radha Sharan Prabhu and he was talking about how he's taking care of a goshala. And one point he was saying, making again and again after every 5 minutes, was the cows take care of us. We don't have to take care of the cows. That is the first philosophy we have to understand. So the statement made by Guru Nanak is so nice. He said that the reason I have made Angad Dev, and I feel is more qualified than Shri Chand, my own son, because Shri Chand would have to bathe again, so Shri Chand avoided cleaning of cow shed. One who avoids the cleaning of cow shed can never purify the society. You know, that is the statement made by Guru Nanak. So that much love they had for cows. He said, just because my son, he refused to clean the cow shed, I, you know, disown him as my successor. That is the level to which cows are important for our society, even in the Sikh religion, in our religion also. And the love for our cows, we have to express even by following eco-friendly ways. You know, for those who are coming to the temple, getting anything for the Lord, I always tell them, never get in a polythene. Because that polythene will ultimately go to the dumping yard and some cow will eat. And one cow, when she, from our GEV, she had died. And actually, some veterinary had come and he cut her. 4 kgs of polythene. That was not a cow which we were taking care of, but just a cow roaming around. 4 kgs of polythene was, you know, got from her gut. from our gastrointestinal tract. So much of polythene, you know, causes it. So every time we are purchasing fruits, vegetables, we half of the time we forget our cloth bag, and we just tell that give that polythene, and we take that polythene when we come home, we put the polythene here and throw the polythene. We keep our sabji and throw the polythene. At the end, that polythene goes into some animal's mouth, and the animal ultimately dies. So we may say, I love cows. I actually take a very active lead in the temple, although I don't have a position here. But because I work for the municipal corporation, I feel my duty first that we ban polythene. Our head office, we cannot enter with a polythene bag. If we have a polythene bag, we are not allowed to enter. So I'm not saying that we should make such a rule in the temple. But whoever is coming, you know, who comes daily, once I make a good relation with that person, I tell him very gently that you are getting so nice flowers. Please get it in a cloth bag which you can wash daily instead of getting it in the polythene. It's good that people are getting some things for the Lord. But we get something for Lord Krishna, the fruit. Fruit Krishna accepts. But the polythene in which we get kills the cow. So we have to be very, very careful about this. Going to the purport. The Dhanurvidya taught by Dronacharya is a confidential secret of throwing and weapons and controlling by Vedic hymns. Here we are talking about, you know, confidential secrets, Vedic hymn. The Mahamantra is also like that subtle weapon, which is killing our lust, greed, anger. Of course, people are very much doubtful about the lust factor, that whether the lust is killed or it is still there. But definitely we see in other areas, our greed, our pride, what our anger, what we used to get angry before. Definitely it works on this lust. I don't know what Krishna's plan is, just to keep us humble. It remains like that only. Maharaj Dashrath, the example is given in the purport that he used to kill the target just by sound. That is called as a Shabda Bhedi Ban. In our Indian history, Prithviraj Chauhan was one of that kings who used to kill with the Shabda Bhedi Ban. And as usual, he kept on forgiving Mohammad Ghori 16-17 times. And the last time, Jai Chand, his own father-in-law, collaborated, and Prithviraj Chauhan was arrested. Actually, Jai Chand had enmity with Prithviraj Chauhan just because he had kidnapped his daughter and got married. So Jai Chand collaborated with Mohammad Ghori and captured Prithviraj Chauhan. So he felt, yes, I am victorious. You know what happened next? For his own daughter, you know, because she was kidnapped, he was doing all this. Prithviraj Chauhan's wife, she was raped by Mohammad Ghori's soldiers only in Ajmer. That Jai Chand realized later that that's where he had landed up. At the end, what happened is his son-in-law was killed and was captured, and daughter was raped. So Prithviraj Chauhan was taken back, and then this story, there is people, you know, question its authenticity, that he had this friend of him who was a kavi, and his name was Chand Bardai, and there was this famous story that Chand Bardai, you know, he told Ghori that Ghori, Prithviraj Chauhan has this capacity of Shabda Bheni Baran, so you give him a chance, although you have taken away his eyes were taken out, still just make a sound and he will hit. So that's what Dashrath Maharaj, you know, he heard the sound. He thought it's a deer and he killed Shravan Kumar. So Chand Bardai, he said that I would like to display. And then so many objects were sent, and just by the sound Prithviraj Chauhan was killing. And then Chand Bardai says this famous poem he made, Doha, that Char Bas Chobis Gaj Anguli Ashta Praman, Tar Upar Sultan Hai Chuko Mat Chauhan. That Chauhan, Prithviraj Chauhan his name was, Mat Chuko Chauhan. He said, this is the, I'm telling, ki ye Chobis Gaj pe baita hai, or upar hai, and with that they said that it killed Ghori, but people disagree on this. What I am telling is, he was telling Prithviraj Chauhan that this is your last chance. If you want to kill Mohammad Ghori, you forgive him 17 times and all those things. Now this is your last time. Mat Chuko Chauhan. I never knew this. Actually, one ISKCON devotee had come to our KM hospital campus and he was giving lecture and I heard that. And he was giving in lecture of a devotee family who was staying in the campus and their surname was also Chauhan. He was not knowing that. So, चार चार बार बोला मत चुको चौहान हो तो उनको लगने लगा क्या बोल रहे why is telling like this? दीपक चौहान एंड सीमा चौहान माता जी आई रिमेम्बर श्री कीर्तिदा माता जी सो आई जस्ट रिमेम्बर्ड इट एंड आई देन दे गेव द माइक टू मी एंड आई सेड मत चुको चौहान बाय दैट ही इज टेलिंग दिस चौहान फैमिली दैट दिस इज ह्यूमन लाइफ दिस इज योर लास्ट चांस सो मत चुको अभी नाउ दैट यू आर इन डिवोशनल सर्विस डोंट मेक एनी मिस्टेक्स. So whether the story of Prithviraj Chauhan is true or not, let us keep that aside. Let us take this verse of Chanbardai, that Mat Chuko Chauhan. He says that this is your last chance. Don't miss the target. So let us take it that this is our last chance for attaining pure devotional service. Because we don't know next when we will get if we miss. So with that note to all of us that take home that Mat Chuko Chauhan, let us not miss our target and don't get distracted in our here and there and concentrate on our ultimate goal of devotional service. Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे.